Morning and welcome to Morning Prayer on Friday, the 3rd of April, just the beginning of Passion Tide, the ending of Lent, as we're drawing towards Palm Sunday. So let's take a moment to centre down, take a deep breath, light the brand new candle. Thank you very much, Susan, for this awesome candle. There we go. And as we prepare to spend some time with God, who is always with us, but we don't always have that radar tuned in. So it's an opportunity to just spend a few moments of our day thinking about God and talking to him. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, your only Son was lifted up that he might draw the whole world to himself. May we walk this day in the way of the cross and always be ready to share its weight, declaring your love for all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. We continue with our song of lamentation. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. For these things I weep, my eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, one to revive my courage. Remember my affliction and my bitterness, the wormwood and the gall. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that we should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord will not reject forever, though he causes grief, he will have compassion. According to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Have a moment of silence together. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Stephen's going to read our first psalm.
My God, why have you forsaken me, and are so far from my salvation, from the words of my distress? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer, and by night also, but I find no rest. Yet you are the Holy One, enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Our forebears trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried out to you and were delivered. They put their trust in you and were not confounded. But as for me, I am a worm and no man, scorned by all and despised by the people. All who see me laugh me to scorn. They curl their lips and wag their heads, saying, "He trusted in the Lord, let him deliver him. Let him deliver him if he delights in him." But it is you that took me out of the womb and made me safe upon my mother's breast. On you was I cast ever since I was born. You are my God, even from my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near at hand, and there is none to help. Mighty oxen come around me. Fat bulls of Bashan close me in on every side. They gape upon me with their mouths, as if it were a ramping and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water. My bones are out of joint. My heart has become like wax, melting in the depths of my body. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaves to my gums. You have laid me in the dust of death. For the hounds are all about me, the pack of evildoers close in on me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stand staring and looking upon me. They divided my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. Be not far from me, O Lord. You are my strength. Hasten to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my poor life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, from the horns of wild oxen. You have answered me. I will tell of your name to my people. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Praise the Lord, you that fear him. O seed of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, O seed of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the suffering of the poor, neither has he hidden his face from them. But when they cried to him, he heard them. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. I will perform my vows in the presence of those that fear you. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord shall praise him. Their hearts shall live for him. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall bow before him. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nation. How can those who sleep in the earth bow down in worship, or those who go down to the dust kneel before him? He has saved my life for himself. My descendants shall serve him. This shall be told of the Lord for generations to come. They shall come and make known his salvation to a people yet unborn, declaring that he, the Lord, has done it. Be not far from me, O Lord. Restless with grief and fear, the abandoned turn to you. Hour of trial. Lord, deliver us. Lord, most holy, God most strong. Whose wisdom is the cross of Christ.
Our second psalm, Psalm 126. The Lord has indeed done great things for us. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with songs of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has indeed done great things for us, and therefore we rejoiced. Say together, the Lord has indeed done great things for us. Thanks. Restore again our fortunes, O Lord, as the river beds of the desert. Those who sow in tears shall reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed, will come back with shouts of joy, bearing their sheaves with them. The Lord has indeed done great things for us. Lord, as you send rain and flowers, even to the wilderness, renew us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to sow good seed in time of adversity, and to live to rejoice in your good harvest of all creation, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Fizz is going to read Exodus 10. Thank you, Fizz.
Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his officials in order that I may show these signs of mine among them, and that you may tell your children and grandchildren how I've made fools of the Egyptians and what signs I've done among them, so that you may know that I am the Lord. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said to him, thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go so that they may worship me. For if you refuse to let my people go, I will bring locusts into your country. They shall cover the surface of the land so that no one will be able to see the land. They shall devour the last remnant left you after the hail, and they shall devour every tree of yours that grows in the field. They shall fill your houses and the houses of all your officials and of all the Egyptians, something that neither your parents nor your grandparents have seen from the day they came on earth to this day. Then he turned and went out from Pharaoh. Pharaoh's officials said to him, how long shall this fellow be a snare to us? Let the people go so they may worship the Lord their God. Do you not understand that Egypt is ruined? So Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh, and he said to them, go, worship the Lord your God. But which ones are to go? Moses said. We will go with our young and our old. We will go with our sons and daughters and with our flocks and herds, because we have the Lord's festival to celebrate. He said to them, "The Lord indeed be with you. If ever I let your little ones go with you, plainly you have some evil purpose in mind. No, never. Your men may go and worship the Lord, for that is what they are asking. You are asking." And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt, so that the locusts may come and eat every plant in the land, all that the hail has left." So Moses stretched out his staff over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. When morning came, the east wind had brought the locusts. The locusts came upon all the land of Egypt and settled on the whole country of Egypt. Such a dense swarm of locusts as had never been before, nor ever shall be again. They covered the surface of the whole land so that the land was black. And they ate all the plants in the land and all the fruit of the trees and the field had left. Nothing green was left, no tree, no plant in the field in all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh hurriedly summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "I've sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Do forgive my sin just this once and pray to the Lord your God that at least he remove this deadly thing from me." So he went out from Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord. The Lord changed the wind into a very strong west wind, which lifted the locusts and threw them into the Red Sea. Not a single locust was left in all the country of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let the Israelites go. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand towards heaven, so there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness that can be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand towards heaven, and there was dense darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. People could not see one another, and for 3 days they could not move from where they were. But all the Israelites had light where they lived. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and said, "Go, worship the Lord. Only your flocks and your herds shall remain behind. Even your children will leave you." But Moses said, "Also let us have sacrifices and burnt offerings to sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also must go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind. For we must choose some of them to worship the Lord our God, and we will not know what to do to worship the Lord until we arrive there." The Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he was unwilling to let them go. Then Pharaoh said to them, "Get away from me. Take care that you don't see my face again, for on the day you see my face, you shall die." Moses said, "Just as you say, I will never see your face again."
Thank you, Fiers. It's an interesting verse, "The Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart." It's in the first five curses on Egypt, Pharaoh hardens his own heart. And I think he set himself upon a path where actually, after that, it was impossible for him to go backwards. It's very interesting, I think, that it probably more in this modern age we'd see that as not the Lord, but more Satan hardening Pharaoh's heart. But Pharaoh definitely chose in the beginning to harden his own heart, and then later became something that he couldn't move away from. A bit of a warning. We move to a song of the Lord's gracious deeds. "I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praises of the Most High. Who is this that comes from Edom, coming from Bozrah, his garments stained crimson? Who is this in glorious apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength? It is I who announce that right has won the day. It is I, says the Lord, for I am mighty to save. Why are your robes all red, O Lord, and your garments like theirs who tread the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praises of the Most High, all that God has done for us in his mercy by his many acts of love. For God said, 'Surely they are my people, my children who will not deal falsely.' And he became their saviour in all their distress. So God redeemed them by his love and pity. He lifted them up and carried them through all the days of old. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen.
I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praises of the Most High. our reading, Hebrews 13.
Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honour by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same today, same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings, for it is well for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by regulations about food which have not benefited those who observe them. We have an altar from which those who officiate in the tent have no right to eat, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also suffered outside the city gate in order to sanctify the people by his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp and bear the abuse he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. We'll do the Benedictus Song of Zechariah. The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us. To show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, this was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. For our prayers, hand over to Fizz today. Thank you, Fizz.
If you scroll down a little further, you'll find in blue on page 381, that's where I'm going to go. With faith and love and in union with Christ, let us offer our prayer before the throne of grace. Have mercy on your people, for whom your Son laid down his life. Bring healing and wholeness to people and nations, and have pity on those torn apart by division. Strengthen all who are persecuted for your name's sake and deliver them from evil. Look in mercy upon all who suffer and hear those who cry out in pain and desolation. Bring comfort to the dying and gladden their hearts with the vision of your glory. Give rest to the departed and bring them with your saints to glory everlasting. Let us commend the world for which Christ died to the mercy and protection of God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
And move on to the collect. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say that. Lord's Prayer in the traditional form. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in
heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Just as a thought for the today, I've been thinking about these two lines in the Lord's Prayer as being a pair of skis that sort of help us to ski along. Forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. They seem to lie in parallel to me, and when we feel that we're to blame, actually then we move on and think it was somebody else's fault, and then we blame other people. We realise that actually we contributed to it. So I've been thinking about those as a pair of skis. That's my thought for the day to take away and ponder. Let's move to the conclusion. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you for joining me and joining us. And I hope you have a great day. If you'd like to get more involved, do have a look under the prayers tab. And have a look around the website. There's some great stories from Gary and all kinds of other things going up. And there will be a service going up on Sunday. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.